Good morning and welcome to the service of worship of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls on this Pentecost Sunday. We are joined today by the chairperson of our Board of Deacons, Wayne Netney, our musical director, Dave Valerio, Sherilyn Hepburn for the CE committee and the Sunday school, Dave Valerio. I guess I already mentioned you, our musical director, and our youth pastor, Glenn Roundsville. Glenn, would you please call us to worship?
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Let us call ourselves to worship. Blessing to be reminded of these words. See what love the Father has given us that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. As his children, we now pray the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Glenn. And this is indeed Pentecost Sunday. It is also our Children's Day celebration. So I'd like to call upon the Sunday School to take over at this point.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. And as Reverend Carol said, this is kind of our Children's Day celebration today. And so we're gonna share with you kind of our, what has become our kind of our usual Family Sunday program with an overview of what the kids learned in Sunday school this month. But we do have a few other special presentations or recognitions that we want to make today as well. So to get things started, I'm gonna turn it over to Pastor Glenn to tell us a little bit about the tweens.
So in the tween group, we kind of stayed with a theme of what the other kids were learning as well, and kind of expanded on that a little bit about our commitment to God and when that starts when we're children, and it kind of grows over time, and we learn different ways to maintain that commitment. And we also looked at some examples of that in the Bible. that we're all familiar with, the wise and foolish builders, the widow's offering versus the wealthy person's offering, and Jesus' own pattern of prayer and the time that he spent with God the Father. Just the persistence that we need to have in prayer. We're familiar with the term ask, seek, and knock to continue. Even when it seems like our prayers are not answered, but to be persistent in that. And just those things that as older Christians, we kind of do. We pray, we read the Bible, and talk to God. It doesn't have to be like a formal prayer, but just that we know that God's with us all the time and can pray and talk to him all day long. And then taking the time, like at a certain time of day or like I said, all day long to do those things. And I think we just wanted to make it clear that we start where we are. It's kind of like the widow and the offering that she gave. She gave all that she had, and it seemed like not very much, but God saw that, and it was worth more to him than the person who was very wealthy and just gave in a small portion of what they had. So I think that was impressed on the kids as well. So just to start out where we are and grow in faith and maintain that commitment, that was the message that we're getting across to the kids.
Thank you, Glenn. Miss Heather.
Thank you. Good morning. So the Sunday school certainly went by pretty fast. At first, we thought it was kind of maybe going to drag a little bit, but here we are in May and it's over. Despite COVID, we were able to pull everything off. And I want to say a big thank you to Sherilyn, who was my technical producer for Sunday school this year. She definitely helped me as far as the technology aspect of things. Thank you also to the parents, to the teachers, you know, to the parents who got your kids up earlier than you normally would have, made sure they were connected and got online. So a big thank you, because without you, we wouldn't have even had Sunday school. It was definitely great to be able to give the kids kind of their own connection to our church family, so to speak. As you heard me mention over the course of Family Sundays, we always had an overall theme. But the overall theme was love God. And from Matthew, we have the passage, love God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. So I am going to ask if Julie can tell us a few of the themes that we had. And then I'm going to ask, after Julie reads hers, then Charlie is going to tell us a few of the themes and what they meant.
So some of the things are friendship, using words and actions to show others you care, gratitude, letting others know you see how they have helped you. Christmas, celebrating Jesus, God's greatest gift. Responsibility, showing you can be trusted with what is expected of you.
Charlie, do you want to go?
That's all.
Thank you, Julie. That was great.
Kindness, showing others they are valuable by how you treat them. Patience, waiting until later for what you want now. Peace, proving you can care more about each other than winning an argument. Commitment, making a plan and putting it into practice.
Thank you, Charlie. So we learned things like friends forgive one another, get in the habit of being grateful. God's peace is for everyone. Work hard. Be kinder than you have to be. Be kind to people who are different than you. When you have to wait, remember God is with you. And you can show you care about others by being part of the solution and also keep practicing what matters most. So those were the themes, the overall themes that we had and talked about this year. Hopefully come September, we'll be able to be meeting in person at the CE building. We will be using the same curriculum, and some of the themes that we're going to be talking about come September are compassion, self-control, hope, cooperation, and perseverance. So those are some things that we'll be talking about come September. And as always, a plug, if anybody is interested in working with the Sunday school or teaching, or if possibly in September, maybe schools will be back to have or needing volunteer hours. So if anybody is interested in working with the Sunday school at all, please, by all means, we're always looking for people to help out. As you can tell, we had monthly themes. So it's not something that if you did it in September, you'd have to continue to do it all the way till May. You could definitely say, you know what, I'd like to talk about compassion or self-control. And it's all kind of contained. So it gives you a good guide, and they give you ideas of different activities you can do. And hopefully come September, because we'll be in person and we'll have a little bit more time, we could probably do more crafts and some more activities. But so definitely, if anybody is interested, you're signed up. So, you know, all set. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Heather. I am going to show, as we typically have, just our short video that talks about our theme from May, which was on commitment.
Have you ever decided to do something really big, like learn how to play guitar, or make friends with the new kid down the street? Maybe you even want to bake a master chef worthy cake for your mom's birthday. You're super excited to get started, but then you sit down with the guitar and or you spend all morning working up the nerve to go knock on the new kid's door, and it turns out he's gone for a week of summer camp. Then you find the recipe for that amazing cake, and it's crazy. Doing big things takes work. It takes making a plan and then sticking with it. There are calluses along the way, patience and courage in building a friendship, and definitely some mess. But when you follow through, you find the music, you grow a friendship, you create amazing edible art. And through it all, others can see how God has given you the strength to stick with it. That's why commitment is an amazing way to worship God with your life. Because worship is about more than just singing loud. It's all about living loud.
And now I will turn it over to Mr. Dave.
All right. Good morning, everybody, church-going people, and all the kids. And I just want to say congratulations to the kids for getting through a really tough year, and a great last theme being commitment, about how they stuck it through and they were committed to still coming to Sunday school. I think that's a great thing. And today I usually do a song, and I apologize. I did not have time to write a song this week. I just got a little stuff going on and getting very busy, and I apologize. So that was a bad example of commitment. So I just wanted the kids to know that. So we show both sides of commitment, good and bad. But I do, as far as commitment goes, I do want to let you know that I'm still committed to doing the kids choir. Come the fall, the big choir hopefully will start up again. We're going to see what the rules are for that. And the same thing with the kids choir. So keep that in mind. Usually we don't start until like October-ish anyways. So we're going to let September start and see how things pan out. But keep that in mind. We're always looking for kids that want to sing. And like Miss Heather said about the teachers, you don't have to do it every month. If you just want to show up 1 month to sing and you can't do another month, that's okay. I take it. I take anybody in however they want to do it. And we're just happy to be able to be together and sing songs about God and sing songs in church for our parents. So just keep that in mind. I will see you guys hopefully in the fall in person. And let's keep on moving forward and be committed to our church and our faith.
Thanks, Dave. Reverend Carol, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. I spent some sessions with six delightful of young people within our church. I'm sure they were as thrilled as I was to be on Zoom after being on Zoom all day at school. It was difficult for them, difficult for me, but I got to know them a little better, and I'm certainly very impressed with them. They have very busy lives, and they're very committed to our church, so I'm thrilled about that. Today, we're only recognizing who those confirmands are, and I think we're hopefully close enough to thinking about opening the church that when we get back to church, we will find a very special Sunday in order to have an actual ceremony of confirmation for them. So the young people that were part of the confirmation class this year are Will Barshon, Andrew McCauley, Connor Peterson, Emily Riendo, Hunter Melanson, and Ella Wittenberg. So thank you, young people, for allowing me into your homes via Zoom. That's it.
Miss Heather, I will send it back to you for the presentation of the Bibles.
Okay. And typically we also during Children's Day, we would present the Bibles to those second graders. And obviously last year we weren't able to do it. So we're going to read their names as well. So those people who would be receiving Bibles or will be receiving Bibles are Kaylee Alexandre, Charlie Hepburn, Amelia Macy, and Gavin Mitchell.
Thank you, Heather. Pastor Glenn, the presentation of the teen Bibles.
Reverend Carol just read the names, and that's the group that will be receiving NIV teen study Bibles that look like this. I'll write the students' names in there and have them available at the CE building. I'll send out an email to let everybody know too when they're there. So congratulations, everybody.
Thank you, Glenn. I just wanted to take this time to recognize and say thank you to our Sunday school teachers and those who helped out and contributed during the year. Glenn and Kristen Roundsville taught our tween class. Heather Bonfilio did our K through 5 class, and Sandy McLeod did the preschool class. And I just want to say thank you so much for your willingness to jump on board with this virtual Sunday school. And just for your continued commitment and willingness to teach the children, especially during this past year with the challenges of the pandemic. So thank you to all of you. I also want to just recognize and say thank you to Haley Boss and Ryan Spooner, who helped out with acting as a Zoom host for Sandy's preschool class during the year. And finally, just a thank you to Mr. Dave for the songs you wrote for our family Sunday. They were always right and kind of in line with our theme for the month, and so creative and really added a lot to our family day services. So thank you to all of you for your contribution this year. And I will echo what Heather said. If anyone has any interest in kind of joining us as a teacher at some point or helping out with Sunday school in the fall, please let Heather and I know. We definitely would be open and welcome any help that we can get for the fall. And then just finally, we typically have just a small little gift that we give to the children who participated in Sunday school. And this year, those children who participated are going to receive a prayer slash devotional book that's appropriate for their age. And those will be available to pick up in the CE building just outside the church office, as well as those children who are receiving their Bibles. Those will be available in the CE. And we'll send an email out to the families as well, just in case anybody is not with us today. They know that those are there. So again, just thank you to everyone who helped with Sunday school this year. A special thanks to the families and the children who participated. Without you, there would have been no Sunday school. So just thank you. I think considering the circumstances this year and the new virtual environment, we had a great year. And it was just good to know that we were able to continue Sunday school this year for the children in the church. So thank you, everyone. And I will turn it back over to Reverend Carol.
Thank you so much, Sherilyn, and to the CE committee and all the teachers and the children. It's been a tough year, but I'm have admiration for all you've managed to accomplish with our young people. Thank you for being there and doing that. We do have a special meeting coming up, and I'm going to read the warrant now. I want to remind all of you who are members of Central Congregational Church, please, please, please stay. We need a quorum of 30 in order to do our special meeting. So here's the warrant. In accordance with the bylaws of Central Congregational Church, Article 6, Section 2C, a special meeting is called for Sunday, May 23rd, 2021, following the 10 o'clock Zoom worship service. The purpose of the meeting is to act upon the following business. Article 1, to discuss and vote on purchasing equipment and implementing a plan to continue an online worship presence when we return to worship safely in the sanctuary. In Article 2, to discuss and vote on upcoming improvements to the sanctuary and other properties. Article 3, to act upon any other business that may come before the special meeting. This is signed by our moderator, Kate Marslin, but our assistant moderator, Bob Avoyan, will in fact be moderating this meeting. So I hope to see you all there. Thank you very much. And this is the time we turn to our announcements. Just a reminder, as we approach the Memorial Day weekend next Friday, to remember our servicemen and women, especially those who have serious disabilities that they got while serving you and me. This month's mission is Homes for Our Troops. This is a not-for-profit organization that builds homes to make them accessible to those who have suffered a serious injury in serving our nation. You may send a check made out to the church for this mission, and please write HFOT or just Homes for Our Troops on the memo line, and I would appreciate that very much. In 2 weeks, there will be another family feast Friday on June 4th. The menu is a taco salad. You can call the office any Tuesday or Thursday or just leave a message on the machine. Kathy may not be there this week because she has another obligation, so please leave a message. I will try to be in the office Tuesday and Thursday as well. Are there any other announcements that anyone would like to make? Feel free to unmute yourself and speak it out. All right, hearing no more announcements, Mr. Dave, please tell us about the hymn we're going to sing.
Yes, so good morning again. Our opening hymn was What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And we certainly do indeed. Our middle hymn here we're going to sing together is, everyone knows, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. If you have a hymnal at home, it's number 89. And there's three verses, and it's also in the chat section on this meeting right now. If you hit on chat, you'll see that Sherilyn has posted the lyrics. We're going to sing three verses of Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Flowers before thee, open. evening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect the rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Portals join the mighty chorus which the morning stars began. Love divine is reigning over us, binding all within its span. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Thank you, Mr. Day, for that. This is the time we celebrate our celebrations. Do any of you have any celebrations?
Yes, Reverend Carol, I've got two.
Okay.
My granddaughter down in Georgia is getting married this October. And I will be retired as of 1 month and 8 days.
Good for you. Congratulations. Yes, we clap. Congratulations, Kathy. Anyone else?
I do.
Okay, Madison.
This Thursday, my brother is moving into his new apartment.
All right. That's always exciting. Starting a whole new life. Wonderful. Any other celebrations?
I got one. Jill is graduating from Framingham today. So.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Yep. Yeah. So she did a really good job. She got all A's on her last semester. So.
And congratulations.
Her group is the first group to graduate from Framingham State with a degree in American Sign Language and Deaf Studies.
Wonderful. I knew that that's what she wanted to do.
Yep. So we're going to hop right out as soon as service is over.
Absolutely. Good for you. Good for you. Give our blessings and our love to her.
Will do.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any other celebrations?
I have two. My son is graduating from North Attleboro. Shane is graduating in a week or so. And my daughter, Sophia, is graduating from kindergarten from St. Mary's Sacred Heart.
Oh, my.
A lot of graduations.
A lot of graduations in your family. Absolutely. Terrific. Any others?
I have one, Reverend Carol.
Okay. Sparky. Where are you, Sparky?
Up here.
I see you now. Okay.
here I am. As you probably all remember, my nephew Jason, he's out in Texas. Anyway, his daughter turned 6 years old. I can't believe it. And she had her first dance recital yesterday and did fabulous. She wasn't shy or anything like all the rest of us in our family.
That's exciting. Thank you for sharing that, Jackie. Yes, Sandy.
My granddaughter's graduating from Attleboro High School next week.
Very good. Anyone else?
Reverend Carol, I may have mentioned this. I'm starting to go see now, I think, but.
No, you're not.
Crystal is published now. Crystal, on June 1st, there will be a book from Chicken Soup for the Soul that's coming out, and she has a published article in that.
So she was
just able to tell us that a few weeks ago, but she actually has her first copies, but it will go for sale coming up on June 1st.
That's exciting. Yeah, that dissolves us a little clapping too. Very good. For those of you who don't recognize Eric Newdaddy, that's Eric Newby's mom and his older sister, Crystal, right? Yeah. Okay, very good. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for sharing that, Tammy. Anyone else?
Sure, let me join in on people who are proud of their children. Valerie accepted a new position. She will be charge nurse at Sturdy now in the ER. And that starts the first week in June.
Good for her, good for her. Thank you for sharing that, Deb.
Yeah, oh, very proud of that one.
Absolutely. Anyone else? If not, then let us turn to our concerns as a church family. And we have a lot of people we continue to pray for. We pray for Loretta, that's Loretta Lomoff, of course. Jennifer, Sue Winship is finished supposedly with her treatments today. She goes back on Monday for blood tests. And she's doing better than I thought she would. And so that's good news. Are we still praying for Sandy's grandson, Anthony? We can, absolutely. For Bert, who is Julie Goss's brother-in-law. Ed Dyer has spent a miserable week in the ICU and at Sturdy, and I think he may have been moved yesterday, but I'm not sure. He may be going to life care for some rehabilitation, and I'll keep up with that. We pray for Sue LaFortune, who's recovering from her surgery, for Marie, Tyson Bowles' sister Lee, for Jane and her family, for Brigida, for Len at home in hospice care, and his wife Nancy, of course, for Bob Avoyan's sister Marge, for Corinne McElwee, for AJ of Bishop Feehan, the hockey player who was paralyzed. We pray for Tyler, for Ken McHatton at home following his surgery. Donna Hickey, I believe, is having surgery tomorrow. We pray for Jan, the daughter-in-law of Jan Meyer Dirk's daughter-in-law, Brianna, who has had surgery, I believe. We also learned last Sunday that Crystal Dodge, a longtime member of the church, passed away, I believe, last week. For those who are in the nursing homes, Jackie Glass, Carolyn Farrell, who is now in assisted living in Newton, for Doris Brunel, who is now at Brookdale in Attleboro, and for Joe Brigham's mother, Betty Brigham. She had a fall. She was in Rhode Island Hospital, and they were looking for a nursing home. And I don't know if she is there or not, but we will catch up with that. And of course, we continue to pray for all the people who are suffering from all the results of COVID-19, all of the healthcare workers. We pray for those who suffer from addictions, for the well-being of our nation. We pray for our communities as this pandemic does indeed continue. So please join with me in a prayer for all who are in special need of God's grace this morning. Let us pray. Loving God, on this Sunday before Memorial Day weekend, we pray for peace. Through our appreciative remembrance of persons known and unknown, may we resolve to work for a world that no longer tolerates making casualties of our children and your children. This day, we confess our longing for a future in which parents can raise children with the confidence that the rumblings of war will be replaced by the triumphant song of life. To the people in places where conflicts now smolder or rage, convey your comfort and hope, and turn the energy that goes into sustaining a war toward the task of making peace. We pray for peace in this nation. We remain in a serious conflict with a deadly virus and how to respond to it. Violence thrives in many forms of abuse. Racial and other interpersonal tensions abound as we fall prey to our prejudices and succumb to stereotyping. The gap between rich and poor widens into a chasm in our current economic disaster. Our society's refugees, the homeless, populate streets and shelters. Drugs deal death throughout the population. Fill us with the dedication to make changes, to stand with your spirit of reconciliation and renewal, to risk following Christ as witnesses to your will and to your ways. We pray for peace within our families and within ourselves. When home is more a battleground than a haven, where the fabric of life is frayed, where abuse goes unconfronted, enter in, O God, with your power of healing. And also do come into the interior places of our lives where struggles abound and where tangled emotions cause the battle fatigue we know is stress. Help us to use a spiritual eraser on our list of personal enemies and to build friendships as an act of faith. And on this Children's Day, we lift up our children into your precious care. We pray for them and hope the very best for them and that you will be with them everywhere they go. And so we pray for the need of all of those who need your presence, those whose names we have already mentioned, and those whose names we now lift into your presence at our homes in this time of silence. All this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, teacher of the ways of peace. Amen.
God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you.
This Sunday is called Pentecost Sunday in the Christian year. The term Pentecost comes from a Greek word meaning 50th. It refers back to the Jewish festival celebrated on the 50th day after the first fruits, meaning 50 days after the first harvest of the year. I'll be reading from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. Please hear these words. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowds gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native tongue of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.'" May God help us in our understanding of these words.
Thank you very much for that, Wayne. We have been through and are still going through possibly the most confusing time of our lives. In church, when can we open safely? At school, do I have to wear a mask or not? In our families, do I vaccinate my children or not? In public, do I wear a mask and on what occasions? How do I prove I've been vaccinated? Can I really go to a Red Sox game and feel safe? How about just eating out in a restaurant? In our government, how can we discern what is true and what is false? Do I listen to a particular news outlet or many or Facebook? The part of the world that is in the birthplace to our Christian faith has been at war for the fourth time in the last 12 years. Perhaps all of this confusion that we are feeling can help us understand better what was happening on that first Pentecost. The apostles are those disciples who had been present at the resurrection of Jesus. That's the difference between an apostle and a disciple, which merely means a student. So these are the apostles who had been with Jesus all along, and they were confused. The book of Acts is a continuation of Luke's gospel. And Jesus had appeared several times to the disciples. And the very last question that the disciples or the apostles asked Jesus was this: Now are you going to make Israel great again and be recognized as king? To which Jesus answers, "It is not us to know the plan and the will of God." And then he disappeared into heaven, something we call the ascension. Those poor disciples were confused and lost. And they did what they always did. They returned to their Jewish roots and went to Jerusalem to celebrate a Jewish festival called Pentecost. So here we are gathered together. So they were gathered together for Pentecost, a Jewish celebration. There were many Jews from all over the known world in Jerusalem for the festival, just as you heard in the reading. And they had been there as well for the Passover that year when Jesus celebrated the Last Supper with his disciples. And suddenly there was a mighty wind and flames all around, and something very weird happened. All of those disciples, those mostly illiterate Galileans, started speaking in other tongues, other languages, and all of the foreigners understood what was being said in their own language. Many of those who heard were amazed at what they heard, and they believed what they heard, but others thought the disciples were just drunk. Ever since the beginning of our faith, we Christians have adopted Pentecost as our own festival. It's called in many places the birthday of the church, and it falls about 50 days after Easter. Generally, we wear red on this day, and that represents the coming of the Holy Spirit on those disciples in the tongues of fire mentioned in the book of Acts reading this morning. Today in our church, we also celebrate our children on Children's Day. We need to be very strong, very committed, and very comforting in these times of confusion. We need to be very sure of our beliefs and stay steady and strong to be good role models for them. We owe them that. I think in some ways, children have suffered more from this pandemic than most of us have as adults. And it's up to us to be the comforters to them. The best way to teach our children the meaning of life is to live it out ourselves at home and in the church by following the teachings of Jesus Christ. If our kids see us putting other things ahead of God, then they may become discouraged and disillusioned, very much like a young Jewish boy who once lived in Germany. His father was a successful merchant, and the family practiced their Jewish faith. But then they moved to another German city, and the boy's father announced that they would no longer attend the synagogue. They were going to join the Lutheran Church. The Lutheran Church, a church of the Great Reformation. The boy was very surprised and asked his father why the family was joining the Lutheran Church. He thought they were Jews. His father's answer was something like this: "For business reasons, there are so many Lutherans in this town that I can make a really good business out of the contacts at the Lutheran Church. It will be good for business." That boy, who had a deep interest in religion, became so disillusioned with his father that something died within him. He said to himself, "My father has no real convictions." And that incident helped to turn him against religion with a vengeance. That young boy later moved to England and began to write. His name was Karl Marx, probably not a known name to many of our young people, but he was the father of what we call communism. He wrote the Communist Manifesto, and in the manifesto, he called religion the opiate of the masses. What he was trying to say was that he believed that religion pacified people and made them ineffective for the world. Religion, in his eyes, was seen as the destroyer of progress. I wonder if world history would have been different had Karl Marx's father been faithful to God and his own religious upbringing. Karl Marx needed to learn that from his father, and he did not learn integrity or faith. So let us celebrate our children this day. Help us to help the willing Sunday school teachers and the CE committee who faithfully commit themselves to teach our children the basic tenets of our faith. I hope you know that we are also grateful to you for doing what you do. And may God make us the very best role models to our children as we live out our faith in the ways we conduct ourselves in church and reach outside our church walls to help others, because that's what Christ commands us to do. Amen.
Thank you.
And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you for being in worship, and we're going to immediately go into our meeting. So I